I want to thank you all for joining on this call. And I'm excited that we're back to the Tuesday phone cheer. And with the coming of Parshas Mishpatim, turning our attention to mitzvahs. And turning our attention, as I had a chance to mention to some of you on Sunday, turn our attention to the blend that Parshas Mishpatim offers us. The first two-thirds of Mishpatim are heavy with many, many details of a wide variety of mitzvahs. The last third of Parshas Mishpatim turns back to narrative, back to the Torah telling us the story of Matan Torah, and the second half of the story of Matan Torah. Because while the focus in Yisro was on the giving of content, of the Aseres HaDibros, of those specific mitzvahs that were the first sample of the Targum mitzvahs to come, the focus in the story of Matan Torah in end of Mishpatim is on the Krisas Bris, on the relationship that Kalal Yisrael, that we now have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and relationship is expressed through the mitzvahs. So the Parsha of Mishpatim taken together really gives us sort of like this two-layered perspective on halacha. We keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of us, so we're going to keep halacha and keep the mitzvahs with attention to detail, and every detail is holy and important. And we also understand that the mitzvahs and the details of the mitzvahs are meant to also transform us and transport us into a place of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the hashkafa of the halacha, the philosophy of the halacha, to appreciate that there are certain values and certain ideas and certain ideals HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us, that the mitzvahs transform us and the mitzvahs make us into, the mitzvahs communicate certain ideas, and mitzvahs shape us into certain types of people. That's what we usually refer to as tameh ha-mitzvahs or tameh dekra, the reasons, the rationales for the mitzvahs. As Rabbi Schechter want to formulate it, the moral, ethical, religious principles that underpin the specific mitzvahs, the specific behavioral expectations. And the widely held view in Rishonim is that the study of Tamiya Mitzvahs is an important part of Limud HaTorah. One part of Limud HaTorah is learning the halacha, learning the mitzvahs, the details of the behavioral expectations HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And another part of Limud HaTorah is to understand not only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, but why. How are the mitzvahs meant to shape us? And our Kiyum HaMitzvahs will be much more meaningful and profound if we appreciate not only what we're doing, but why we're doing it. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision for how we could grow through doing mitzvahs? And I'm looking forward to beginning right now to study that, to study mitzvahs and meaning, the meaningfulness of mitzvahs, and specifically using the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is a sefer of the Tarag mitzvahs. There were a number of Sifrei mitzvahs that were written by Gaonim and Rishonim, but there are some unique features to the Sefer HaChinuch. Like the Rambam, he enumerates all the 613 mitzvahs. Each one has a couple of paragraphs, you know, identifying where the mitzvah comes from in the Chumash and some of the halachic details. One difference, one unique factor of the Sefer HaChinuch is that it's organized al-Seder HaPsukim. So first he has the mitzvah in Bereishis and the mitzvah in Lech Lecha, the mitzvah in Vayishlach, and we can move on, and everything's organized in the way in which it appears in Chumash. So there's a big section, for instance, this week, of mitzvahs that appear in Parshas Mishpatim. As an aside, in the Sefer HaChinuch seems to have been from Barcelona, the same city as the Ramban and the Rashba, and they had the practice of, in some years, dividing Mishpatim into two. And in certain years, as the Mishpatim as a whole was a double parsha. There was some sort of divided into Mishpatim one week and Im Kesef Talvez Ami the second week. So that's why if you have a Sefer HaChinuch in front of you, you'll see that we're actually going to be learning Parshas Im Kesef Talvez Ami. Don't let that throw you off. We are learning what we call Mishpatim, the second half of what we call Mishpatim. There's one unique feature of the Sefer HaChinuch among the Sefer Mitzvahs is that it's organized al Seder HaPsukim, which makes it very usable as a parsha specific sefer. Number two is that while, like other sefer mitzvahs, he will begin with the pasuk that the mitzvah is based on and go on to define the mitzvah and give some of the halachic details, sefer HaChinuch uniquely also adds some of the hashkafic background, some of the taimi ha-mitzvahs. What are the moral, ethical, religious principles that this mitzvah is supposed to convey to us? How is the mitzvah meant to shape us? What attitudes does it convey? What ideas does it convey? What aspects of personality, of mitos, does it polish? The terminology that the Sefer HaChinuch uses, rather than taimi ha-mitzvahs, is the shoresh ha-mitzvah. What's the root, or some of the roots of the mitzvah. So I look forward, starting this week and moving forward from week to week, to take each Tuesday afternoon, each Tuesday lunch, to have the opportunity to sit together and look at one or two of the mitzvos in that week's parsha, see what the Sefer HaChinuch shares with us specifically about the meaningfulness behind the mitzvah. What are the ideas? Some of them will be mitzvahs that we practice often. Some may be mitzvahs that we practice very rarely, but the ideas behind the mitzvah may come up in other contexts for us very often. So it should be hopefully a rich, satisfying way to study halacha and hashkafa in the context of halacha, machshava in the context of halacha. I want to turn our attention in the time that we have specifically to begin with mitzvah samach vav. That's the mitzvah halva la'ani, mitzvah number 66. If you have it in front of you on Safaria or in a printed sefer. And again, if you have a printed sefer HaChinuch in front of you, you'll find that he calls this the first mitzvah of Parshas Im Kesef Talva. Again, that's how he referred to what we call the second half of Parshas Mishpatim. And that is indeed that opening pasuk, Im Kesef Talva Es Ami, the mitzvah of a Jew to lend money to another Jew. And he begins with defining the mitzvah, Lahalvos Le'ani Ka'asagas Hayad Kifi Mashit Tzarichlo, to lend money to someone who's impoverished, and trying to quantify how much am I giving, there are two variables, he tells us, Ka'asagas Hayad Kifi Mashit Tzarichlo. It's going to be limited by what I can afford. And ultimately, ideally, by the size of the other fellow's need. To give him more bread, financial room to maneuver, financial breathing space, and emotionally, to relieve his stress. And he goes on to say, based on the Rambam, that this to extend a loan to someone is in a certain sense even more remarkable, powerful mitzvah than giving an outright donation. If I can keep someone on his feet rather than just giving him a donation to pay for a particular need, if I can make him a larger loan so that he can stay on his feet, regain his financial independence, or even better, maintain his financial independence, instead of just feeding him a fish, I'm essentially teaching him how to fish. I'm enabling him to support himself. That's an incredible, incredible mitzvah. An incredible mitzvah. Now, what would you think is the Talmud mitzvah? What's the rationale for the mitzvah of tzedakah and the mitzvah of halva la'ani? Again, technically speaking, giving donations is a mitzvah that appears in Parshas Re'eh. Lending money is a mitzvah that appears right here in Mishpatim, in Kesef Talva. I think we probably would have assumed that the Shorash HaMitzvah is rather obvious. It's to help out another Jew, to allow him, as we were just talking about before, to give him back his financial independence, to help him to maintain his financial independence, to cover his needs. As we saw the Sefer HaChinuch formulated very tersely the opening line, it's both to help him financially, to relieve his stress emotionally. And, there are many mitzvahs where the Sefer HaChinuch will say, I don't have much to say about the Shorash HaMitzvah. It's very obvious. He doesn't say that here, though. Here in Mitzvah Samach Vav, if you're in the Safari edition, you're looking at Mitzvah 66, Mitzvah Samach Vav, now paragraph. We turn attention to paragraph 2. If you're looking at a printed Sefer Chinuch, you look at the second paragraph, the one that begins Shoresh HaMitzvah, and it's remarkable. He actually has a lot to say. So apparently, there's a lot more going on. Let's take a look at what he says. Shoresh HaMitzvah, what's the root of the mitzvah of extending a loan to a Jew who's in need? Sherotza HaKel Lihios Beruav Melumadim Murgalim Minas HaChesed Varachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his creatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, human beings, to be habituated to Chesed. We should be people of Chesed. Kihi midah mishabachas. It's a praiseworthy midah. U mitoch hechsher gufa b'midos hatovos yiruyim l'kabalas hatova. If I become a more generous, kinder person, I've improved myself, and through improving my midos, I've made myself worthy of schar. I've made myself a sort. I've polished myself into a sort of person who's more capable of receiving the goodness that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us. Kemosha amarnu, shachalos hatov ha'abracha li'olam al hatov, lo b'hafko. That goodness will come to people who are good. If you become a person of goodness, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will shower goodness and reward upon you. And v'heitiv Hashem yisbarach latovim, Yushlam Cheftzo Shechafez Lehitiv La'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be beneficent. Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in doing good for others. Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in giving goodness to his creatures. As Ramchal famously writes, the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim and Darach Hashem, quoting, as Rav Arya Kaplan points out, from Rav Sadia Gaon, and one would add, quoting from this line in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't need to create the world, but he was interested in doing good. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give goodness to others. So he creates a universe, creates human beings who will be the recipients of his goodness, creates Olam Haba, which is designed to be a context in which Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us goodness, and creates Olam Hazeh, the world in which we presently live and operate, as a place where we can polish ourselves, where we can be challenged and build ourselves into the sort of people deserving of such great goodness. So the Sefer HaChinuch just told us, why do we have this mitzvah of Hava La'ani? Because it's an opportunity for us to develop ourselves into more giving people. And if we transform ourselves into more giving people, into better people, so then we become more worthy of the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Now, this is very beautiful. If you take a step back and ask yourself, well, this is not really what we expected. Who's missing from this rationale for tzedakah? We're hearing a lot about the giver. We're not hearing anything about the recipient. So you look and you scratch your head. We thought it was obvious. The goal of the mitzvah is to support those in need. He didn't say it. He said the goal of the mitzvah is to transform the givers. So the Chinuch, right now, in the very next line, addresses that glaring kasha. Were it not for this aspect, were it not for the fact that giving tzedakah, extending a loan, sharing of ourselves with others, were not for the fact that builds us, don't think that the objective of tzedakah is to take care of another. That's what we're seeking to do, certainly. But that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of halva, of imkesef talva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken care of it in other ways. Everyone has needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of filling people's needs, financially and otherwise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a gift. What a remarkable line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of a fellow has a need. Everyone has many needs. We all have needs, financial needs, emotional needs, other needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could address our needs in many ways. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will often put Reuven in a position to help Shimon as a chesed to Reuven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm in a position to help someone else, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me his agent. Na'aseinu shluchim lo lizchuseinu. It's a chesed for the giver. The mitzvah of tzedakah is a divine gift to the giver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity to give to others. Wow. It's a remarkable idea. A remarkable idea. He goes on to give another answer, but like we have limited time, I'd like to turn our attention for the next few minutes back to one or two earlier mitzvahs. Let's turn the pages back or scroll up, depending on how you're following along. Mitzvah Samach Dalet. Excuse me, Mitzvah Samach Gimel. Mitzvah 63, if we have a chance, maybe we'll take a peek at Mitzvah 65 as well. Mitzvah 63 is a Mitzvah Lo Saseh, the Iser against being hurtful to a ger, to a convert. The Mitzvah Samach He, 65, Shlo La'anos Yasuv Amana, to beware of causing pain or distress to an orphan or a widow. Now, what's interesting about Mitzvah Samach Gimel, the way it's constructed, the mitzvah of avoiding Onoas Hager, is that he already builds some of the Sharashi HaMitzvah into the first paragraph. Usually the second paragraph, the Sharashi HaMitzvah, it is here too, but in the opening paragraph, which is the basic definition, he already builds in some of the Sharashi. Let's take a look. Mitzvah Samach Gimel, Mitzvah 63 from the beginning. Shenimnanu, we are forbidden Milahonos Hager Afilu Bidvarim. We're forbidden to cause pain or distress to a convert, to a ger, even using merely words. We reject the notion that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Torah rejects that. We recognize that pain caused verbally is real pain, and it's pain that is a violation of a law. We're not allowed to speak in a way that causes pain to others. That's a general law that appears later in Chumash. Here the Torah has an added law, specifically not to cause pain to a ger. Sha'asr lanu levazo so afil bedvar. I can't cause him pain. I can't cause him embarrassment, even with words. I skipped a line. Hu echad min ha'umash nizgayev v'nichnas bedaseinu. A non-Jew who converted to Yahadus, became a Jew. That's a pasuk in this week's parasha. Parakhav beis pasuk chav. V'ger lo sona. Don't practice ona. Don't perform ona. Don't cause pain to the ger. Chinuch says there already exists anyhow a more comprehensive Easter of Onah against any Jew, whether he's a convert or born a Jew. It's appeared later in Chumash and later in the Sefer Chinuch. In the Sefer Chinuch, it's Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches 3:38. The Zeh, Kivin Shin Nichnas Bedasein Reik Yisrael, this non-Jew converted, now he's a Jew, so causing ona to a ger is included in the more general Easter of ona to any Jew. Yet Hosef HaKasel Lanu Azharabo, the Torah felt the need to add a specific to protecting the ger. V'gam Nichmla Azharabo. Now, does it appear here? It appears also in Kedoshim. Lo Sonenu, Lo Sonu Oso, Pamacheres. Why? How come the Torah is highlighting, accenting the particular Iser of Onoah Sager, Lefisha Onoah, Inyan Ha'onoah Elav, Kurova Yosur Mibisrael. Reason number one is because it's more likely. It's more common for people to pick on a ger, or more generally, it's more common for people to pick on someone who's more vulnerable, someone who has less of a support network. As Chinuch goes on to write, Ki Yisrael Yesh Lo Golem, Shetov Malbono. You're going to pick on a Jew who's a part of the community, who has a family, so members of his family will push back. It's more common to pick on the people who have less social network, less support network. So that's rationale number one for why the Torah needed to stress it. Because unfortunately, human nature is such that people tend to violate this avera even more frequently. The Torah stresses you got to be sure not to do this. Got to be sure not to to avoid Onah in general and to avoid Onah's Hager in particular. Otamachibo, not only is it more frequent, but there's also an added aspect to the damage that you're causing. If I insult any Jew, I've hurt his feelings, and that's unacceptable. Here, in addition to that, there's a risk as well to the fellow's spiritual standing. Yesh chashas bo shi'u yachzer l'surah mikasa b'zemus. If he's going to be mistreated by Jews, he may well turn his back on his Judaism, saying, let me turn the clock back and seek to undo my conversion. That's not halachically binding. You can't, halachically speaking, undo the conversion, but he may... There's a risk that onas hager could cause the ger to give up his mitzvahs. And he quotes a sifra that gives an example of what not to say. Shelo tomar lo. Chalila, one should not say to him, Emma she'isa obda v'rozar v'achshav nechnasta tachas kamfei shechina. Just the other day, you were in church. Just the other day, you were practicing avodah zarah. Now you're Jewish. Now you're tachas kamfei shechina. That sort of sarcasm is a lav doraisa. Just like it's a lav doraisa to eat bacon, it's a lav doraisa to wear shatnez, it's a lav doraisa to be sarcastic, painful towards any person, and particularly towards a ger. And again, why? Number one, the Torah stresses the ger because he's more vulnerable, he's more at risk, he's more vulnerable. People will often feel more comfortable picking on someone like the ger. And number two, there's an added layer of risk in terms of the consequences of picking on him. And then, when the Sefer Chinuch turns to Sharash HaMitzvah, Milvad Masha Kasafno, aside from the 2 points I already made, he says there's another aspect. Once again, in terms of our own growth, in addition to the fact that he's vulnerable, in addition to the fact that his spiritual standing may be particularly precarious, kidei lachofes itzreinu, along the lines of what he says in the mitzvah of hava la'ani, he says, we need to shape ourselves, we need to practice self-control, leval na'aseh kol asher nimtza b'kocheinu la'asos l'ra. I have the ability to be nasty to someone, he doesn't have a support network, I could get away with it. Not only is it wrong to hurt him, there's so much positive power in practicing self-control, practicing self-discipline. I could get away with it, but I won't because it's the wrong thing. Al-kein hezirasnu b'zeh ha'ish. Shehu b'neinu b'li ozer asoma. That's what Torah stresses. Here's a fellow, this ger, who doesn't have a support network. V'yesh koch b'yakolecha v'yachar mimenu im o'av av'alav. Someone else who's a part of the community has the capability to do the wrong thing and to push him around. Leval na'avir olav es haderech kalal afil bedvarim. Not to treat him wrongly, even with words. Kilu kachad menu. We need to go the extra mile to include him. Mitoch gedarim ke'elu, if we're going to push ourselves, we could get away with being nasty to him. Instead, we're going to proactively push ourselves, drive ourselves to conquer the Yetzirah, to practice self-control, to go out of our way to proactively include him. We're going to, if a person stretches himself morally in this way, that's how you craft a beautiful neshama. A polished neshama, mu'uteres hamidos, crowned with a sort of glorious midos, or yu'uyu l'kabbalas hatov. You're shaping yourself into the sort of person who resonates with spirituality. You're shaping yourself into the sort of developed balmidos who's a natural fit for all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Yushlam banu chefetz Hashem yisparach shechafetz lativ. I'm enabling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be beneficent to me in the way that he would like to be. So I become a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a remarkable perspective to keep in mind, both in terms of the act of chesed, positive act of chesed that we can do with others, as well as in practicing self-discipline and not being nasty and being sensitive to avoid being hurtful, to recognize not only our Benam L'Chaver is taking care of the other, but in taking care of Benam L'Chaver, I'm caring for myself. I'm taking care of his physical needs, his financial needs, his emotional needs, and I'm feeding my own spiritual needs. I'm shaping myself into the sort of person that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, a better version of myself, and more open and more resonant to the goodness that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a remarkable, remarkable day. We will be in touch.